Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network. Currently connected to CNN Network.
Hey, Benika, okay.
Connected to CNN Network.
It's getting jacked.
You're connected to CNN Network. Connected to CNN Network. You're connected to CNN Network. Currently connected to CNN Network.
You want
Because I'm not going to be up till... I'll be up in 1, 2, 3, 4... I'm coming up in 4 weeks. So it'll be 4 weeks till I get up there.
Okay, I don't have the key for Levering right now, so I can't stop in on the way south, unfortunately, but I plan on making another trip up this way after I switch careers here, and when I get up that way, the second trip up here, I'll go pull it out and see if I can revive it.
All right.
Is it at least sunny and warm down there? Because it's definitely not up here.
It says 62 on the thermostat outside and overcast skies. But you know what? I actually don't mind it.
I would gladly trade you. It's pouring rain and 57.
Oh yeah, it is raining up there. Look at that. No, I'm good. You guys can keep the rain. We're done with it. We're fresh with rain down here. We don't need any more. I will say, oops, there we go. I saw that they're extending the Crooked River you can't use and then no wake on Crooked Lake and Picker Lakes till July.
Well, that kind of doesn't surprise me a whole lot because we had, like, some insane monsoon rain. So, yeah, the water level is going to be significantly higher.
Yeah, we haven't even put the dock in yet. It's because the shore is still saturated like it is. So, I don't know what we're going to... I don't know. They're even going to bother. Yeah, it says it's 55 right now at the lake up there, so at least it's 62, I don't know, 7 degrees, but I should open the windows up down here and to let the fresh air in, because it was 74 or 73 in my office here. So I was like, all right, we can turn open a window up down here and let some fresh air in to cool it off.
Yeah. That's kind of what I've been doing at my place for the past couple days, because it hasn't gotten much above 75, and doesn't make a whole lot of sense to run the AC when it's almost the same temperature outside as inside to let the fresh air in, except for when it rains, because then it's just, bleh. We actually had some surprise. We had a storm roll through that had pea-sized hail, had no idea that it was on its way, and then I felt bad for the Spectrum guy. He was he was about to replace the coax that goes from the pole in the backyard to the utility pole, and he just started getting dumped on with hail and rain while he was up there on the pole, and he had to wait that out for about 20 minutes.
Work that pole. Yeah, you work that pole. Still waiting for my fiber. I see their trucks, you know, up and down the roads, but they haven't come off of into the sub yet. And they've come into the subs to the north and are working up there. They still haven't come into our sub yet to put the feeder. Even though I'm signed up, I subscribed, picked my plan, got my auto pay all set up. I'm like, come on, hurry up, damn it.
Right. He's fiending for it. Speaking of connectivity things, after Spectrum hooked up the coax again and I had my main WAN connection back, because in my house I have got, Joe and I rank fiber between our places, and he's got a Starlink, so I got that set up as a backup WAN, which, pretty well. When it switched back over to the primary WAN, all of my MI6 WAN stuff stopped working, and I tried bouncing the WireGuard, and it's still not coming back. So when you get a minute, I don't know if it's phoning home or if it's upset because the IP address changed or what.
This is 1 day, 14 hours ago, was from a IP ending in 121. That might be your Starlink IP, so let me just disable, re-enable, and see if it sees a fresh packet coming from your Spectrum. I'm watching. I don't see anything.
Lovely. Okay. Because I tried enabling it and disabling it, re-enabling it on the on my end, and can't ping anything outside of my local network on MI6 WAN. So, but maybe it came back now when I keep.
No, I don't see it yet. Disable, enable. Yep, I don't see a phone home yet.
Okay, that's weird. Because the worst case scenario thing that happened was it just lost the primary WAN and then it came back after 2 hours.
Yeah, I've got my... I kind of did something different with my backup. So the primary house router makes its, you know, WireGuard BGP, and then my LTE on the tower outside, it makes its own BGP connections to, you know, Fenton and such, but then it has a BGP connection to the house router. And so that my backup connection, and then also I've got a LTE on the Starlink, and it does it, or LTE, I got a MicroTech on the Starlink, and that keeps an always active BGP. So it just automatically routes itself around. I don't even have to worry about changing it.
You're doing it the fun way. I'm doing it the, you know, ping 8.8.8 from on this one and ping 1.1.1 on this one, and if you can't ping that anymore, then switch the primary WAN over to whatever. Fun times. Oh, Nicolay. I don't miss driving in Mackinac City.
So I do that same thing for my, like, the generic web traffic switching between Xfinity and the LTE. I have, you know, the NetWatch that does for that. But for, like, the private networks, the MI6 networks, those are all BGP enabled for, like, my work networks. I keep them up and running. You know, those stay up and those will fail over on BGP without, you know, once they miss their hello. But as soon as it's every 25 seconds my keep alive is. So if the WireGuard misses its keep alive, you know, with BFD, it drops the route or drops that interface. And so it drops the BGP session and then traffic just, you know, so within 20 seconds traffic's reflowing elsewhere. But for, like, browsing the web traffic at the house, I use NetWatch. What is NetWatch? Where is it? Oh, not Watchdog. Damn it, Fred, no. Tools. NetWatch, yeah. And I'm, you know, it pings 1.1.1.1.1 from only my Comcast address. So, because I have a static IP from Comcast, and then if it times out, then it runs and finds my comments and disables, or enables, if it's down, it enables any LTE fail routing rule, which is commented with LTE fail, which then forces web traffic only, mind you, not WireGuard, because I don't need the WireGuards to go out that. I just need my browsing traffic or, you know, going out that. I flip that over with a special route rule. I leave my WireGuards where they're at because I have other WireGuards going through the other connections, so I don't have to change my WireGuards around.
I might have to do that eventually. Also, I'm at the municipal building, so I will be right back. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any drink? Oh.
Did you get your water bottle?
I did, yes. And now I'm trying to remember if, Max said he's got a door or a lockbox.
I honestly don't remember.
Well, if it does, then good.
Maybe Chuck had a key or somebody.
Might give him a bump real quick. Anyway. There is no lockbox, but Chuck has the key, and I'm going to meet him and grab it.
Okay, that's what I thought. For some reason, my brain always... Oops, damn it, Chuck would have a key. Or have a key.
I mean, he lives up here, so it makes sense. Hey, give me mobile.
Hi-ho, it's off the tower you go.
That is a true statement. Factual statement. I forget how rough this parking lot is. It is absolutely pouring, and the flies don't give up here. It's kind of insane.
Well, yeah,
Patrick,
or
Blackfly season. Yeah. That would be it.
Alright, my Amazon order for parts for coworker is done. Says if I ship it to their office, it'll arrive on Tuesday. If I ship it to my house, it'll be here tomorrow, and I can drive it the 10 miles to that office. Good old Amazon.
I only caught some. It sounds like an ordeal.
Yeah, probably because I just turned the cameras on and it just took all the bandwidth away.
Man, why don't I live up here? So $5.59 a gallon for premium. Holy crap.
Yeah, but if you go 5 miles away from the tip, you'll find it normal.
I also did just look at the Citgo, which is usually 40 cents more anyway.
Costco down here, regular $3.72, and then premium is $4.79 still.
So you're just slowly coming back to normal-ish.
Yeah, I gotta go fill my truck up, so I'm waiting to... yeah.
Understood there. And I've been trying my best to only go to Costco to get gas because it's so much cheaper for premium.
Run 89, so sometimes the last couple fill-ups, Mobil's mid-grade has been, you know, 20 cents cheaper than the premium at Costco, but yeah, it's either the 89 or the premium.
I have to get 93. I don't get the option of the 89. I mean, I could, but it starts pulling timing because knock sensors and pre-detonation, yay. All right, I'm just pulling in here, so I'm going to go fix things. Hey, there is a lockbox. Okay. Anyway.
I see you. Aw, you're in the work vehicle.
I'll be on your 800 channel.
Is that the work vehicle, or is that not your vehicle?
Work vehicle.
Alright.
800.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
BF8, BFO, Kilo 8, I'm pounding the mic. I'll copy.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8, BFO, Kilo 8, Papali Mamike, do you copy?
KF8, BFO, yep, I hear you loud and clear. We are on US 10, and man, the traffic is actually pretty bad.
Huh, so there's a lot of traffic, huh?
Yeah, no, I was surprised. I thought we'd be like one in just a couple of their cars, but we're pretty slammed out here. I was so shocked about that. That's all right. How are the kids doing?
They're doing great. They're doing great. How's the camper driving?
As predicted, there is some strong winds that's blowing about, but not bad. We're dry. It's going very well. I'm keeping it at 65, and we're doing good.
I copy that. I'm on a handheld here in Midland. So what I'm going to do is your son and I are going to go to the house to grab his stuff in Pro Fireworks, and then I'll keep the handheld on. I'm curious on the range going up north on 127 on the new Midland repeater. So shout out to me once in a while. I just want to see how far you get before I lose you.
Yeah, that sounds good. I will probably then call out every time I'm in a new city. So the next one will be Coleman, and then I think when I get on to 127, I'll also do a shout out and see if you can still receive my transmission.
Copy that. Alrighty, I'll talk to you in a few. Safe travels. KFO, BFA, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike.
KFA, BFO, yep, I will be continuing to monitoring this frequency.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KF8 CFO, Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike. KF8 CFO, how copy?
W8DOD, good copy there. I'm here in Midland on the Midland repeater.
Copy that. I'm on a handheld. And I got my son mobile. He's heading up to the UP. So I just want to see how the range is going with the new Midland repeater.
Oh, you're doing fine business. Fine, fine.
Thank you. I copy that. Yeah, clear signal here in town.
Okay, safe trip. W8DOD.
Q08 Papa Lima Mike.
KF8 VFO.
Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike, loud and clear.
KF8 VFO.
KF8 VFO, Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike.
Excellent. We are on 127. I can't chat for too long because I got to figure out how to navigate it. But I just want to let you know we are on 127 and we got contact.
Yeah, copy that. I expect very clear signal easily where you're at. So continue north and maybe in about 5-10 minutes, give me a shout to see where you're at. You're 20, you're 20, you're TTH, and we'll go from there. KF8 VFO, Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike. We're standing by monitoring.
Station, this is W8DOD with some information if you like.
Yeah, please go ahead. Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike.
This is part of a greater link system, as I'm sure maybe you're aware of, and it does reach all the way up to the UP. So there are other repeaters that if that individual's going way out of the range, they could still get to you through a different repeater.
But the Central Michigan Emergency Network repeater coverage, there should be a gap as he goes north and pick it back up again around Mackinac City, is that correct?
Okay, yeah, you're up to speed on it. Yeah, there might be. But the new thing involved is this Midland repeater, so it would be kind of interesting to see what that does because it seems to be performing very, very well. It's up about 400 feet.
Yes, and that's why we're kind of excited. He's driving up north. I know it's a brand-new repeater. I'm watching his children in town, so I'm kind of curious how far can we reach each other just through the Midland repeater.
That's so cool. So, yeah, I'll be back in my office here in a short bit. I'll just listen up, and that'd be great to know. Thank you very much, W8DOD.
W8DOD, thank you for replying back. Q08 Papa Lima Mike, currently monitoring.
KF8 VFO to K8 PLM.
Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike, go ahead.
I am at Snake near Lake George on 127. Just was checking in. Mile marker 157.
Look at that. You're starting to break up a little bit, just to let you know. Any idea how far out from Midland you are?
I mean, I'm doing 65 miles an hour and I've been driving for 30 minutes, so you can do the math.
Okay, no, that was crystal clear that time. All right, I appreciate the update where you're at. I guess in about 10 minutes or so, or 5 minutes, give me another shout. Okay, we're ready to check out at Pearl Fireworks.
Sounds good. I will let you know. This is KF8 VFO. I am monitoring.
Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike.
Connected to CMN Network.
K8 PLM, N4 DBR.
This is Kilo 8, the Polyman Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, Paul. This is David. I'm just listening to you and your son as you test out the limits of the repeater. I'm just lurking in the background here while I'm working, so it's just interesting, and I appreciate y'all doing that. It's kind of fun.
Hey, good to hear from you, David. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. Fortuitously, he decided to go camping, and I said, let's use this opportunity to see, you know, test the range of Midland repeaters. So he's about 45 miles away from Midland right now, so that's pretty good. I'm happy so far.
H-I-K.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a big, wide area repeater like the Guilford one is over there. Might not be quite as good since, you know, there's not as much water in the way, in between, but still, I'm liking what I'm hearing and observing so far. So, anyway, well, I won't keep you. I just wanted to let you know I'm out here, and I'll let you get back on the side. Good to hear you. N4DBR.
H-I-K.
Okay, David, N4DBR, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Kilo 8, Papalima, Mike, I'm still monitoring.
N4DBR, KVHIK.
Hey, Bernie, N4DBR here.
Hi, David. Didn't hear you this morning. Where's you at?
I called out on the Midland repeater, you know, the club repeater, and I called out on Simplex, but never heard you come back.
I've been listening. I don't know why. I don't know. Maybe I was scanning and skipped you. I didn't hear you anyway. KVHIK.
Well, that's all right. I tried. Remember, there's a net tonight on the Midland club repeater. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be on or not. Depends on how my wife's feeling. She hasn't been feeling too great. We had other plans, but we might have to change them. But anyway, I just wanted to remind you about that.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I knew it was your night, wasn't it? This is what, the third week?
Yeah, it's my turn to call it, but I reached out to Rick and told him that I might not be in there tonight, so I'm planning to take it next week for sure. So either way, we'll see how it works out.
Yeah, Roger. I'm gathering my junk, ready to go. I think I'm going to have Diane take me, but I'm probably not going to get there till after 8 o'clock. Is that going to be too late?
No, just come on at 8 o'clock. I'm going to get there before that just to get my table stuff set up, but you come on in whenever you get there. And for anybody that's listening, Midland Amateur Radio Club is having a ham fest this coming Saturday from 8 to noon at the Salvation Army building in Midland, 330 Waldo Avenue. Just throwing that out there.
Good announcement, David. Yeah, Roger, it'll be after 8 before I get there, and that's the only way I can get there. I think I told you I couldn't get on a bus. The bus is not filled up on the weekend. Okay, I'm going to let you go, David. We'll talk to you later. I'll take the walk-talk with me. If you're still on there, maybe we can get you there. KDHIK, I'm clear.
Okay, Bernie. Thanks for the shout. We'll catch you later. We'll catch you later, Paul, and your son who's driving. Hope he'll be careful and have a good time on his trip. N4DBR, I'll be clear and listening.
KF8, DFO. KF8, you a little late for probably my mic. Do you still copy? KF8BFO, Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike, do you still copy?
KF8BFO, KF Yon, yep, I'm still copying. You're coming in really clear. I haven't gone too far since we've last chatted. A lot of semis on the road, and they're not really going the fastest. But, yeah, I'm about, I think, 20 miles south of Houghton Lake. And was going to report into you when I got to Houghton Lake.
Okay, so if I copy that right, you're 20 miles south of Houghton Lake?
Yes, correct. 22 miles south of Houghton Lake, and going to call in when I pass it.
Okay, you're breaking up now, so I doubt much further we're going to be able to have maintain contact. But all right, I'll look it up in the map and see where that equates to. As I mentioned, when you get up to Mackinac City, jump on the Central Michigan Emergency Network Mackinac City repeater and give me a shout.
That sounds good. Just if you want more of an accurate reading on where I'm at, I am at mile marker 176, near exit 176 to Claire Business. So that if you wanted a more accurate depiction of where I'm at. But I will still try to do a shout-out on Houghton just to see, but if not, yeah, I'll switch when I get up there.
Copy that. And if you jump on a W8IRA repeater, I'm not sure if you jump on a Cadillac or a Mile or one of those, let me know. Just send me a text, let me know, and we can monitor it. All right, hey, be safe. Sounds like there's a lot of people listening in today, which is great. And so far, this repeater has been really doing a nice job, and I'm very pleased. Okay, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, KF8, BFO, monitoring.
KSAPFO, yeah, no, I'm very impressed with the repeater. I mean, like we're almost, like I said, we're close to Houghton and we can still communicate. That's amazing. But yeah, I will be, like I said, I'll try to call out on Houghton Lake, and if they don't hear from you, yeah, I'll let you know. This is
KF8BFO, this is Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike. Do you copy? KF8BFO, Kilo 8 Papa Lima Mike. Do you copy? I guess not. You're probably finally out of range.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KB8 UIH test.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KB8 UIH test.
Loud and clear, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike.
connected to CMN Network.
Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, KF8 BFO, I copy you.
This is amazing. I can't believe you're chatting in headphones all the way from Mackinac.
Are you on your handheld?
Yeah, no, I'm on the phone. 20 miles from Mackinac City.
Yeah, you're kind of staticky on the handheld. You might want to go to the and turn it on and jack it up to 40 watts, and you'll sound a lot better. Let me know when you go to mobile. KF8, CFO, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike, standing by. KF8 BFO, loud and clear. Do you copy me?
Yeah, you sound perfect.
Yep, you do too. Guys, you want to say hi?
Hi, Papa.
Hi, Dominic. I miss you, buddy. How are you doing?
Good.
That's good, buddy. Are you having fun at Nona's?
Wrestling right now, and then it's time to get these little settled down. How was the trip? Come here, Dominic.
Trip was a little on the long side, but it's beautiful out here, and the weather is gorgeous. We're about to go walk to the BCATH.
How's the sight?
Definitely on the smaller side, but we're, you know, we're scouting out other sites. Camera will come up, and there's some pretty cool ones that we can go to.
Okay, copy that. I'm glad you had a good trip. I'm glad you got a good sight. And it sounds like the Central Michigan Emergency Network linking system for Mackinac City to Midland is working fine.
Yeah, no, I'm really impressed with it. That's pretty cool. But yeah, no, we're about to go for a hike, so we can call you tomorrow. We have 5G up here, by the way, so we can almost stream movies, no problem. Is that good, the internet? I don't know how I'm getting better internet here than I am at Fallout. But yeah, reach out if you need something.
Okay, I will tell you what. We get to get set up later. I'll get on the video chat and you can talk to them, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good. We can definitely do a video chat. Just wants to know how Dominic's allergies are doing.
He's doing fine. He sneezed a lot at the camp today, but he's not sneezed that much right now.
Oh, good. All right. Well, we'll let you go, and yeah, just text me when you want to call later, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, we'll do that. Maybe about 7:30, 8 o'clock in that range, depending if the boys are up. So I'll let you go. Enjoy your hike. Everybody says hi. KF8, BFO, Kilo 8, Papa Lima Mike. I am clear after your final.
This is KF8, BFO. I'm clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
KB8EPL. KB8EPL. Testing.
This is K0ACP doing a mic check, 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 check. Any copy?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Station calling, this is Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima. Station calling, this is Kilo 8, Echo Papa Lima.
W-A-P-O-D.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
W-A-P-O-D, this is K0ACP. Mitch, great voice, great audio.
Yeah, come back again one more time. I want to reverse.
Mitch, I would just say great audio and full quieting. No static. I've got you volume turned almost all the way down, and I can hear you like you're sitting next to me, sir.
So that's very interesting. So I was just listening to you reverse, and you're far cleaner to me now. I don't know if you're running a different power on this setting here, but you're coming in nice. So I'm wondering if we're getting some sort of interference for something.
No, both were on high, both were same setting, literally the same radio, same antenna, same coax.
Okay. All right. I think that's maybe a little bit better right there. Okay. So I've got to do some checking on the antenna that I have. It's a dual band, small antenna. I need to get my 2-meter one up. All right, very good.
So, are you around tomorrow?
Yeah, all day, and I'm going to probably go on and help set up tomorrow night.
Okay, I will probably sometime, I think in the morning maybe, I can run that radio or the computer over for your radio, if that works.
Actually, that would be fine, but I could also grab it from you Saturday if that works for you.
Yes, Saturday works fine. No problem at all. I'll just bring it when I come in for the VE session.
Okay, yeah, very good. Because I'm not going to really get a chance to get to it till Monday or Tuesday, so that would be good for me if it's okay with you.
Yeah, not a problem at all. And, I tell you what, I got back here, got the cable squared away, and, boy, that's really nice, but I feel stupid that we didn't have what we needed. Anyhow, it was good testing, and I appreciate all the help last weekend anyhow.
No, I think we're in great shape. I'm not the least bit worried. All right, sir. I'm going to go back to the house and hang out with my bride. And if I don't talk to you tomorrow, I'll see you Saturday morning. W8DOD.
W8DOD, this is K0ACP, clear.
Connected to CMN Network.